Now, the final thing I want to discuss with you on the subject of questions and objections is what I call the disaster call. I hope you never need the contents of what I'm about to say, but I want you to know how to deal with a disaster call if it ever happens. What is a disaster call? Well, when you say something and the person goes nuclear on you. Most often it occurs because someone's bad experience with MLM. Here, you're not trying to salvage the prospect signing up with you. You're trying to salvage the relationship. Step 1. Validate everything they say. Do not interrupt them or disagree with them, no matter how ridiculous their statements, even if they're attacking you. Your response should sound something like this. I understand. I completely understand. I can see how that would upset you. Oh my, that's terrible. I can see that experience left a bad taste in your mouth. If they keep going, you keep going, with increased intensity. Oh, yuck! I can't believe that! Did you take a Tommy gun into the headquarters and shoot everyone? You really want to validate everything they say. Step 2. Take the responsibility for upsetting them. Drop the discussion. I don't recommend you try to drop the discussion before they've vented, though. This is important for them. Here's an example of how to apologize. I apologize for upsetting you with my excitement. I think it's best to just drop this discussion. I really wish you the very best, and again, I'm sorry I brought it up. Step 3. Find simple things you can agree on. Like, how is the weather there? What are your kids into these days? How is your golf game? Did you watch the football game Saturday? Step 4. End the call on an upbeat mood. Do not ask to stay in touch with them on the subject. If you get off the call in an upbeat mood, you have greatly succeeded and should be very happy with the outcome. Again, I hope you don't have to use that, but I've had to deal with it a couple of times and wanted you to know how to handle it if it ever appears on your radar. That concludes the questions and objections section of the inviting formula. Now let's move to close to action.